Hey, you sports bees. This your host, Miss V. James is here somewhere. I just don't see him. I'm sure he'll be up in here in a minute, you guys. But in the meantime, I kind of, you know, I'm going to do something I don't normally do because I'm a little sad right now. And I got to say, rest in peace to my man, Prince. And yes, I'm saying it just like that, to the Purple Highness himself. I know James is going to want to say something. There he is. I was just getting ready to say, I didn't know what the hell was going on. But I got to pay my tribute real quick.
Absolutely.
I was actually, you know, I lost my mind earlier. I still can't. I mean, it was just that he went on stage and he told these people, he was like, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
You know, not even 4 or 5 days ago. And to have this confirmed numerous times, I don't even have no words. I didn't want to lie. And the song that I wanted to play, I might have to upload it for you guys because I thought I had it on here, and I'm not going to, because this is our public show, I'm not going to play the song that we have in our regular lineup. Plus,
for obvious reasons.
You know, for obvious reasons. But I'm going to, it is here, so. For those of y'all that didn't know, this is off of his last album. This is the album he just released. And, you know, I'm sad. You got anything to say, James? I'm so sorry.
Well, first of all, there's no need to apologize, for one. I thought something was going on as far as with the show, because usually you're on earlier. And obviously, because of the news happened earlier, it's actually affected the show a little bit. So that's why I was wondering.
Actually, I was running my mouth about something else. A lot of stuff has happened today. If this was Bitter Black Bitch, I would have a whole lot of stuff to fuss about. But it's not Bitter Black Bitch. And I'm not going to fuss about it. Plus, I really am. You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm sad. You know, and when you sent me a text message earlier, and I said how sad I was, and anybody who knows, just to give you guys a little bit of insight.
I just wanted to let you, I figured you knew, but because we know each other on a personal level and how much we've always talked about Prince, you know.
And anybody who knows, I went to his last concert here in Detroit.
Just over a year ago.
Yeah. It was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
So I was at his last concert. So this is really, you know, it's like, damn, you know, and what I'm going to say is I'm glad that he did allow us to videotape. Remember, Prince has a no videotaping policy. So
yes, he did for you.
Now I'm even more happy that I have something that a lot of people don't have. I have a video, not just of him, but of me at that concert. So it's like even, you know, more surreal.
Yeah.
So with that, I'm going to play This Could Be Us.
Do that first.
And we'll be back. You ready? No, you ain't ready. I mean, ready for us.
Cause your freedom paying your bill. Boyfriend, think you don't need him. But in the middle of the cold, cold night, I think you will
show you right.
T-shirt that goes with it also. If anybody remember Purple Rain, he did the T-shirt, and it has a picture of him and Apollonia.
Yeah, Apollonia. It didn't occur to me till, I mean, you said it before the song, but that sounds like the Prince I knew. You know, that's him. You know what I'm trying to say. That sounds like
I know
from, you know, late 70s,
old
early school,
1980s Prince.
Yes.
The Prince that makes you want to get raunchy and fuck somebody.
Yes. By the way, what I was about to say, you need to email that to me tonight if you can, because anybody doesn't know, Prince is one of the very few artists that doesn't have his actual music on YouTube. Usually, when someone...
And YouTube actually blocks his, because he has imposed copyright infringement law, saying that anybody who uses it, and actually the video for the V's After Dark calendar originally had Prince music on it. And
oh, really? Oh, wow.
It had to be, it was not allowed to be put up because of that, because of the copyright infringement. And this was the calendar photo shoot that we did back in 2012. And we weren't aware of it. So, you know, it was not anything that was done intentionally.
Yeah, we
just were not aware that that infringement was there for his music.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So,
I mean,
it's a very sad day.
When this happened, and I said today, well, there's no way this show is going to be a regular show. There's no way. And no matter how, there's no way. There is absolutely no way. On top of the fact, because we don't want to, forget also, it's been a horrible 16 hours. Late last night.
We have lost. China passed away. Doris Roberts passed away. This, for anybody who knows any of these people, you know, Doris Roberts from I Love Raymond. China,
yeah,
not only was
a couple days ago.
China the wrestler, but China was had recently been in porn. So, you know, it's one of these things like, damn, you know, where does it stop, you know, and.
It's a lot of death. This
it
year.
Has
a lot of
happened
that.
Today.
In
it's
one day.
Really, really
yeah.
hard. It's extremely hard as a fan, you know. And for me, you know, I was already going through some stuff today, and I found out about this, and
great.
It just made it a little bit harder for me today because, you know, we all know what I went through to get these damn Prince tickets. And for anybody
yes,
who don't know,
did.
Let's give you a little bit of history on this. I got in trouble about these tickets. And when I say I got in trouble, I sent the Hit and Run tour is the tour that I'm talking about for anybody who doesn't know. The Hit and Run tour is the tour that he did last year.
It's a great
and
name.
He called it Hit and Run.
It's perfect.
Because this tour, literally, they only gave, put like this,
certain
we
cities.
Found out.
Yeah.
They only did certain cities that were not pre-announced, unlike other concerts where the cities are pre-announced. The cities were not pre-announced. They were, like, we were told here in Detroit that the following Thursday, now we were told on a Friday, that the following Thursday, less than a week later, that Prince would be here, and they would not disclose the location. They would not disclose anything. They wouldn't even disclose ticket prices. And you could not buy tickets until they announced the location. And they announced the location at noon on a Monday. The concert was a Thursday. Now, put it like this. If you don't know how much your tickets cost, you got to be a diehard Prince fan. And anybody who knows me knows I am a diehard Prince fan. I got in trouble because I did not buy tickets for my man. And, hey, it was Prince.
Not for none. There's very, and I'm not, we're not just saying this because it's Prince, because there's also certain people on that level like him that you're getting your money's worth. I don't care how much it is, you're getting. Your
Remember,
money's
I left
worth.
The concert and still hadn't ended. That's a good.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and And Prince does not allow you to record, so I will be posting to my Twitter page. Anybody who's on my Instagram, saw the Instagram when I posted the video from the concert, but I think, I'm not sure how much Twitter will let me post. I know I can't put it on YouTube still, you know.
No, you
but,
can't. But Twitter you can, as long as it's
so
not
I don't know
a
how
long. Yeah.
Well,
but,
I'll see how, you know, whatever I'm allowed to put up there, I'm going to put up there, and like I said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, my feelings are hurt. I am so damn devastated.
Well,
y'all just don't know, you know. And
our correspondent and friend Sierra was obviously devastated as well. And
so
I ain't gonna lie. When these couple of things have happened within the last 16, 17 hours, I didn't believe it. I looked it up. I really looked
like,
it up.
It's like, what the hell is going on? You know.
I said
it's
just like
really,
that.
Really hard. You know,
that's
it's really
exactly
hard.
My word.
And
mm-hmm.
and for me, I've had a very trying day. And
yeah,
between finding out that he passed and other things, you know, I can't even bring myself to cry, and people might not understand. And it's not that I don't want to cry. It's just like I'm upset about one thing that happened,
you've
but I'm devastated about this. And
you've talked about
it's
this.
It's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you've talked about this before.
This is one of those things where I'm just like so fucking. This is somebody who, when he was here in 1985, he was at the Masonic Temple, which is one of the best venues. That was the 1999 tour. And when I tell you,
cool.
there ain't nothing like watching a man on a bed do stuff to Lil Red Corvette. Vanity Six was with him. The Time was with him. You know, this was when Wendy and Lisa was still in the band. This was when Sheila E. was playing with him at that time. So you get all of this, and you see this, and you hear this, and like I said, I was 16, I went and saw him there, and I saw him at Chrysler Arena, which is on, if anybody knows about the Maize and Blue, Chrysler Arena is on the U of M campus, and it's their basketball stadium, and he played there first, and we went to that concert, and then he played at the Masonic Temple, and we went to that concert. Now, granted, I'm 16. This is when there was no internet. So you're talking about standing in line at here it was Hudson's, now it's Macy's. But Ticketmaster used to be inside of the department stores. You know, that's the only way you could get concert tickets. So to go and get these tickets, and then when he came last year, you know, you would have thought that I was rich because I didn't care how much the tickets were. And I made that very clear. I did not care.
Yeah, it's him. There's certain people, like I said, there's certain people you say.
And my mother, I mean, my whole family knew that I was going. And my mother immediately was like, I know you're going to see Prince. And, I mean, when your mother knows that you're going to see somebody, you know that you must be a fan. Because I really believe that ticket could have been $1,000. I still would have paid for it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I paid what, $265 as it was. Didn't bat an eye. And I wouldn't have paid another $100 in t-shirts because I didn't buy the bootleg stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Just like you did last year. Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
So I'm devastated. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. There's.
Well, I mean,
you know, I'm not gonna sit here and. You know,
yeah.
I'm not
going to
say I was his number one fan. You know how people say I was his number one fan. I'm not going to say I was his number one fan. But let's get something clear. I am a true fan. And for all of us true fans, it's really, really hard. Stephen, he just, I mean, literally just had a concert and told the fans at the concert, don't mourn for me yet. I ain't gone nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, save your prayers. He basically said, save your prayers. I ain't going nowhere yet. That's what he said.
And then this.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, he had certain issues the last few days that had to make emergency landing on his private jet because he was having some issues. I was happened.
And they said
to
he had the flu, and it happened to be, you know.
That's what people say,
I'm sorry, I'm just lost for words.
Well, I mean, you're not the only one. I think it all combines with, human life's a human life, regardless. But when a person that not only transcended music into another level, but someone we grew up in our lifetime, you know, when we were young, and now we're older, and I didn't even realize how old he was. I didn't even think he was that old like that.
I knew.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I never saw Prince like an old person. I never did. I know he was just one of those people. I just
never
saw him.
Even when he was in concert this last time, you know, other than you could tell that he was going through a hippie phase because he had the afro versus the perm in his head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think,
I don't know what to say.
Like I said, it's from our generation that we grew up. I think that has a lot to do with it. He has influenced millions, not only fans, but other artists, a lot of artists. I mean, this man, you know what they say? this is where I keep it a little sports related. You know when they say someone's a 5'2 player?
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, he conducted music, he sung, he played instrument, and he ghost wrote for a lot of people. Songs that people don't even realize.
And a lot of people didn't know that.
Like, I go, I found out today, he wrote Manic Monday for the Bengals. I had no idea he wrote that song.
Me neither.
I was like, wow, no one liked it. Just another Manic Monday. I said, wow, he wrote that. He wrote, and for so many other people, and he was just a huge influence. I mean, to this day, one of my favorite movie soundtracks of all time is the Batman soundtrack from 1989 that Prince wrote the whole album, all written by him.
And he performed it. I mean, not only did he write it, I mean, oh my goodness. I mean,
such a great
kind of like this. If you were a Batman fan, you became a Batman fan because of that album. Because believe it or not, I was never a Batman fan. I'm going to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not going to sit here and
fake
the funk. I was never a Batman fan. But I will tell you one thing. When he wrote the soundtrack to the Batman movie, I went and watched that movie. I can't even hold you up. I had to go watch the movie because, for one, my man wrote the album, you know.
Yeah.
And it was... You know, when I think about that album, I think about so many other things to go on. And it's just like, you know, you think about Prince did not write 20 bad albums. He went in a rebellious stage because of what Warner Brothers did with him. The only artist to say, listen, if you're going to, you know, you own my name, good. You might own my name, but you don't own me. And he... You know, when he sat there and changed his name to the symbol during that time to let them know, you will not treat me like a slave, you know. And he's the reason why Taylor Swift gets away with a lot of stuff that she does right now, because when they had to cut that deal with her, was it on Spotify? Because she said, do not play my music on Spotify. And they had to come out and they had to make an agreement with her. You know why? Because of Prince. You know, a lot of people don't want to acknowledge that, but he's the reason why Taylor Swift was able to say, don't play my music on Spotify. Because his music is not played on YouTube. YouTube, as soon as, and their program is so fabulous on YouTube, that when I say that we put up the Weeds After Dark video, and we had Prince as the background music, because naturally we all know I love Prince. And we had that as our music. Immediately, I'm going to say this, immediately, it didn't make it 5 minutes. Nobody was able to watch it because of that music. Their programming that they have actually was able to detect his music in there and put up real quick. I was in a copyright violation.
Yeah.
So I had to go choose different music.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm hurt. You know, I'm speechless. Probably the entire world is. Personally, I'm gonna say
racist.
Something that people that are gonna probably laugh about. But you know what? I wanna know. I wanna hear what this person had to say, because he looks like he's a prince man. Not trying to be funny.
You know, you talking
the
about
Commander
our
in Chief?
President?
Yes.
Matter of fact, it's ironic you brought that up. He actually made a comment, because I didn't notice, I don't know if you did, he was actually at the White House last year as a guest with Obama and Michelle. And he basically quoted, he said a statement on Prince's death. President Obama said, few artists have influenced the sound and trajectory of popular music more distinctively or touched quite so many people with their talents. A strong spirit transcends rules, and nobody's spirit was stronger, bolder, or more creative. Short and sweet, and well said.
And like I said, you know, I was, my comment was not because I knew anything, but because there are certain individuals that have to be Prince fans. Not everybody, but there are certain people that if you said they weren't a Prince fan, you want to know what was. So like this, you had Prince fans and you had Michael Jackson fans. And that's the best way to put it. And there's no disrespect to Michael Jackson, so I want to put that out there because I know that there are people who are true fans. I was not a Michael Jackson fan. I mean, I like some of his music. I'm not going to say I didn't like his music, but what I will tell you, I'm the type of fan like Michael Jackson fans are. You know,
passionate.
I'm going to go to that concert. You know, I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. If they do a public viewing of him, you know, depending on when and where it's at, I may be going to Minnesota. I ain't going to lie to you. I mean, Minneapolis. Why the impact? I mean, I grew up with this man's music. I lost my virginity. Okay. I know y'all going to say we did not need to know that. But I lost my virginity to Doobie Baby.
Wow.
So it's one of those, you know, most people don't remember a song that clear. But I remember Doobie Baby because when I lost my virginity, that's what I was playing.
Wow.
And, you know, let's keep it real. Doobie Baby is not a romantic song.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No Teddy. There's no Teddy Pendergrass with that. There is no Barry White.
No.
But what it is music.
Word.
And to lose your virginity to a song like that says a whole lot.
Exactly.
And
you remember it.
That song makes you want to get busy. I'm serious. Even if you, I'm just going to be real. You know, it didn't have to be a virgin to lose your, I mean, how can I put it? I have no regrets losing my virginity to that song because that song made you want to get busy.
Mm-hmm.
If that song didn't make you want to get busy, then it might have been something wrong with you initially. Because that is the Get Busy song. I don't care what y'all say, it's a Get Busy song. You say Do Me Baby, it's like, okay, let me do you. Just the way it is.
Yeah, short and to the point.
You know.
Short and to the point.
But it's prolific. You know, it's one of the songs where you say it truly is a prolific song. You know, and it's hard for people to put stuff like that in the words and say that it's prolific and that it's this and it's that. You know, I'm sure that there are some other creative words that could be used, you know. But he was a prolific songwriter. And I'm still having a hard time. You know, there are some websites that are saying this is a hoax. But when National News put it out there, it's not a hoax.
Somebody
wrote, why would you believe TMZ? You know they don't. Okay, TMZ is not notorious for hoaxes.
No.
That's not what
when
it's
I,
notorious
when you,
for.
When you see that, that's when you go, ah, shit. It's real.
When they do breaking news, put it like this,
on
they
TV,
do breaking news.
On TV, mind you. You know, I saw it. Before that, I knew it, but I knew it was confirmed. But when you saw it in the middle of the day, interrupting soap opera hour when my old folks are watching to say that, you know, that says something. And it also says something about how big this man was. Because they ain't going to do that for anybody. Just for anybody. It's just fact. So right then and there, it's like, damn.
They didn't do it.
Okay,
I'm not trying to be funny. But I know y'all going to say I'm going to be an idiot. You know, I have to find some humor somewhere. And this is my little bit of humor, regardless of how bad that y'all are going to say I'm wrong. But, you know, they ain't even do this with Justice when the Supreme Court Justice just passed away. I think somebody threw a party, as a matter of fact, when he passed away. I ain't, you know, I'm just saying, you know. So if you figure a Supreme Court Justice passed away.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah. It's just amazing. Just musical people alone this year who have died. I mean, heaven is getting very sounding much better.
They jamming in heaven. Put it like this.
I mean, Jesus Christ, David Bowie. You have Natalie Cole. Now you got Prince up there. You got Fife up there. Now, I mean, damn.
And you already got Michael up there. So, wait a minute. Can you
Michael
picture Michael and Prince battling now?
I saw that.
Again.
I saw that. Imagine that. Jesus Christ. Now, I get deeper. And I said, okay, is something big about to happen that all this is going on? If I'm getting too deep, just tell me. But you know what I'm saying? Because I don't remember a year where this much, like, really known people in all walks of life just dying in the last 4 months alone. It's, like, crazy. It's crazy. What's going on? You know what I mean? Am I getting too deep? I'm just saying, there's something going on.
No, hell is getting ready to freeze over. That's what's going on. Shit.
Yeah,
remember,
you know,
we got Donald Trump running for president. That's a problem in itself.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, when you look at, I understand what you're saying. No, you're not getting too deep. It's like you always want to say, what's really going on that I'm missing? I'm missing something here.
This is a sign. You know what I mean? I don't know. Just I don't remember.
Like I said,
all these years.
I'm going to tell you what I think that, you know, sometimes, and I'm sure this is not the first time it's happened. It's in our lifetime we're seeing this happen.
But this is bad. This is really bad. I mean, this is
ridiculous. First of all, for anybody who has been following the Flint water crisis, and I believe Prince also made a song about this, and he said, it's something in the water.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder what's in the water.
Yeah.
You know, and that's being very, very real about it because, and like I said, I think it's him who made the song that said there's something in the water.
Mm.
Somebody made a song about something being in the water, and like I said, I'm not even trying to be funny about it, you know. And it makes you wonder what's going on with, you know, for one. Now, I looked at a website earlier today, and I know anybody who knows, I really don't get into the gossip websites, but I forget which one it was, but it was the website apparently had said earlier this year that a African-American musician was going to pass away of a disease, and they weren't sure if they were going to make it to the summer. And they said, somebody made a comment, said it looks like this might have been Prince who they were talking about, because very seldom now, the last person that I remember passing away from the flu, and I'm keeping this very, very real, that was all of a sudden was Bernie Mac.
Yeah, that was out of the blue. That was one thing out of the blue.
You know, and similar to the Bernie Mac situation, Bernie Mac had been rushed to the hospital a few days earlier.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'm cool, I'm okay, you know, I'm going to come back, you know, and then next thing you know, he was gone.
Sounds similar to you think. And also, sorry, cut you off. I remember with Heavy D, a big-time rapper, he came from overseas coming from a Michael Jackson tribute concert, and all of a sudden he got sick, and he just collapsed. He couldn't breathe, and then he died at the hospital, you know, in Los Angeles. And that was just only 5 years ago. Yeah, it'd be like five years. So I was like,
you know, so these are the things that you have to say.
Yeah.
What's going on? I mean, you know.
Like Marvin Gaye said.
But at the end of the day, sometimes it's that time. We're never promised tomorrow. You know, and that's one thing that we all know. We're not promised tomorrow.
That's always a reminder.
It seems like that sometimes tomorrow comes a little bit too soon for some people. The best way to put it, you know.
Most people.
We're never promised it, but we never want to see tomorrow when it happens.
With
those people, and this is one of those times where it has happened so hard that we're all lost for words. You know, when Michael Jackson, and I'm not making light of his passing, with his passing, it was something, even though it could have been prevented, it was something that, considering the things he was doing and the bad health care that he was receiving, it was foreseeable. Because he should have been monitored being on this medication, and he shouldn't have never been in that much pain or in the situation that he was where he had to depend on this, you know. And like I said, I'm not making light of it.
No.
I'm not making excuses. I'm not trying to say, oh, well, he should have known. No. But he had medical professionals who knew what was going on and did not stop it. You know,
and should have, but they looked at the money.
He had so much money, but
yeah,
they did not stop it. And
that's disgusting.
That's,
when you think about it, it's really disgusting.
I'm saying that it's foreseeable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it's any different, but something like this is where what was really going on. You know, as they say, I'm a conspiracy theorist when it comes down to some things. And I truly feel that after reading a few of the websites, you know, some I give no credence to, others I'm looking at because there's a possibility that there might be some credence to what they said. And Prince has always been a private person.
Very private.
So the fact that I had to read to realize that he had a girlfriend that we didn't know about.
Same.
You know. And nobody, you know, nobody knows things, and they, you know, I was looking when they said they were waiting on the reports to come because they said they had to notify next of kin. We all know Prince had no children, you know.
No.
He was not a person who stayed in scandals. So things that you would think about or saying this or that or, you know, the different hypotheticals, the concern comes, who from his family was here or is still alive that can help? Because his ex-wife, Mai Tai, I believe, I probably pronounced her name wrong, but this woman has to be truly devastated because they had a child together, even though he did not make it because of the disease that he had.
Mm-hmm.
This woman has to be truly devastated. His girlfriend has to be truly devastated. As a fan, just knowing what the emotions that I'm going through, I can't even say anything.
You're saying a lot.
Because I can't wrap my head around that a
this
person
is reality.
That I grew up with is gone.
Yeah. It's unfortunately not a dream.
There's no sugarcoating. There's no, oh, well, yeah, it's just joking. You know, the reality is that a legend is gone. Somebody I grew up listening to and respecting and admiring and, you know, at one point in time I used to joke, that's going to be my baby daddy, you know. The joke but as girls, we come up with different things. That's my baby daddy. You better not talk bad on my baby daddy, you know.
How amazing is that a man of his stature of 5'2" had an impact on women like that? Think about that. Just think about that. That's why all you people out there who got issues of getting someone, I mean, it's on you. Let's keep it real. It's on you, okay? You have to either have or you don't. If you have that special type of personality, it doesn't matter your stature. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say it like this. Losing my virginity to that man's music. And we all know the pain that I endured going to that concert. I'm not trying to be smart aleck about it, but we all know my feet pain. It's not many people in the world that you will even go through foot pain with. You know,
and that's what you did.
You know?
And that's what you did.
And my
matter
feet
fact,
were
you,
swollen. When I say they were swollen, they were in
swollen.
Pain for some days.
It looked like loaves of bread by the time that concert was over.
Oh, my feet.
And you stood the whole time. I still remember you. I think you put it on Instagram.
And I lost my voice.
And you lost your voice. And ironically enough, this is how eerie this is. When I went yesterday to the Yankees game, and I was meeting somebody I haven't met since, remember when we did this show last year in April where you were going to the Prince concert, I was going to Yankee Stadium. And I happened to meet with this certain person. That's the last time I met this person. And it hit me.
And on top of that, we actually did the show live because the Prince concert was on a Thursday night.
That's what I'm saying.
So we did the show from the car.
Yeah. I was outside Yankee Stadium. You were at your house, and then you went to your car, still doing the show, going to the Fox Theater. And it hit me, like, yeah, the last time with this person, it was that day, the Prince concert, and then this happened. It's just weird. It's just weird. You know, I was just thinking about it, and then that happened. Let alone we just experienced bad news enough with Joni Lauer, you know, a.k.a. China dying. It's like, damn, what the hell? And then this shit, it's like, what the hell? What the hell? And both times I saw, I was like, this is crazy. Okay, this is, you know, okay, what bullshit is this? You know, and I had to really look it up. And
I got a text message to tell you.
Go ahead.
I'm sitting at work, and like I said, I've had a horrible day. You know, we're not.
What a worst place to get bad news, huh? When you're at work, that's the worst. Go ahead.
Well, and my horrible day was going on at work.
I'm
sitting there and I see this and I get this text message and I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit. You know, I'm like everybody else, this is some bullshit.
No
this
way.
Ain't true.
Exactly.
I know you were this ain't true, you know.
One would knock out for starting this bullshit, you know what I mean?
You know, I'm like, I'm already going through some bullshit, and you motherfuckers want to say, Prince here, y'all done lost y'all mind. You know, and this is the consensus with my brain. Y'all done lost y'all mind. Prince ain't dead.
Among other words you say, probably.
Yeah. And I start searching.
Yes, absolutely.
The internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
As in any true person, you're going to start searching because you're like, I know
sources.
This ain't true.
You know,
but remember, I'm going to tell you, I got the text message I got actually said that it had been posted on TMZ and that they would give more information later. And anybody who, and I'm going to say this, anybody who listens to the radio, I don't mean internet radio, I mean real radio.
Real radio.
Like Radio One and all of them. A lot of these radio stations have what they call text message clubs, and if you're a member of their text message club, you get updates on different things if you agree to have these like different updates and stuff sent to you. So when the news about Prince was released this morning, I got the text message, and it was just like, kidding me. I looked, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, I'm shaking my head. I'm like,
you're
like
staring
at my desk. And I'm devastated, and I'm like, oh, this is not good.
You're hoping the words change. Everybody shaking like Etch-a-Sketch disappears or something.
Like, I know this ain't true. I know you ain't telling me this.
I was like, who's
and
the
reality
asshole?
Is that it's true. You know, it wasn't a joke. It wasn't a hoax. It's true, and it's hard.
It is hard. There was a little hope because when I looked, the first thing I did, I searched engine on Twitter, right? Because Twitter is really pretty good at this. You know, when certain news like this happens, whether it's a death or...
And at first, the first report was that a person has been taken from his home.
But,
they have not confirmed who it was.
Yeah, and at first I was like, okay, some idiot. One of through his, you know what I mean? At first, but then I saw the second thing that came up, and it was a much recent post, and it said it was him, and then I was like, oh no. I looked into it more. Then a reliable source, who I will not name, you know, when we do this type of work, we're lucky to know certain people. You know, Ms. V knows certain people, you know. The the report I got was that he was in his home, and unfortunately he was alone. He was in his elevator, and that's when he had whatever happened to him, and he had an attack or something, and he just had no, he couldn't breathe, and he was all by himself in the elevator in his estate. And then that sucks more, because then you're like, well, if someone was there, there would have been a chance. I don't know. And then, you know.
You know, it's all these what ifs at that point.
I know. I hate that.
What if this?
You
what if that?
Crazy.
And,
yeah. You know.
Because you don't.
But I heard that.
It, you know. And,
no, of course not. You just
and your source. Now, I haven't even gotten it. My sources ain't that good yet. You know, let's keep it real. But you know what? Because in New York radio, I'm going to give it credit. New York radio is one of the best. Their people on the radio, I don't care how much people don't like Wendy Williams. She's part of New York radio. And they are on top of their stuff. And they confirm. They don't just put out anything. They have some of the best DJs in the country. And I'm not saying that because of JFC, my co-host. This is the reality.
No.
A lot of people know that if you want to get your information and you want to get it good, you will find out from your hosts, your DJs, and everybody in New York, because their sources, you know, they're like the New York is the Hollywood of music. You know, you've got Hollywood movies.
Or real music.
But New York is the Hollywood for music, so when you want to get information, especially about something that's going on in the music industry, your source, if you've got a New York source, you got a really good source.
Yeah.
Because it's somebody that, you know, is, and I'm not saying that the other DJs in the country are not good by no means.
Oh, of course not.
But what I will tell you is that New York DJs just stay on top of it so much. You know, I don't know who they paying inside these places. They better than TMZ when it comes down to some of this stuff.
No kidding.
And that's just keeping it real. Because they will get you the information, and their information is accurate. You know, and a lot of times people don't want to accept how accurate it is, but it's accurate. And all you could do is say, oh, my God. That's all you could do.
Yeah. And you know what? Because this is how I felt. I didn't ask for this inside source. It just happened. I just happened to know this certain person. So it was basically text to me in a group text, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, should I say this? Because then I'm thinking like, well, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? I want to say this because I care. I'm not saying this to try to get credit. You know what I'm trying to say? I really want to say this because, you know, for people, especially knowing I was going to be with you today, you know, regardless if it was today or tomorrow doing my show, which I'll talk about more about this, I was like, I think people need to know that. You know, I wasn't, I think they at least to know that, oh my God, this is, you know, because it's something that eventually, if it will be put out there, I don't know, but it wasn't like I was told not to say it. You know, it wasn't like I was told not to say it, because obviously I wouldn't have said it. But when I
and
saw
now
this,
CNN, okay, CNN has it up now.
Oh, they do. So it goes to show you that my source is very credible, which I thought
it was
anyway.
Well, not what you just said. Not what you just said, but CNN is now talking about it. CNN don't talk about too much. Now, normally, see, I ain't going to lie to you, and I'm not, I like CNN, but you know, CNN will sit there and harp on a story for 5 million years.
Yeah,
I wanted to know what was going on with the New York escape people. I went to CNN because CNN had. I'm surprised CNN don't have footage of Oboy being blown away. Okay,
yeah.
I'm serious. They probably do. I ain't gonna lie. CNN is like they talk about TMZ, but CNN is more tabloid. And like I said, I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I'm just saying that we all know that for what reason CNN will have live coverage. They'll go step by step by step by step. I mean, because we didn't know that boy had been blown away. We did not know that that prisoner from New York had been shot in the head until CNN released it. We just knew he had been killed in gunfire.
Uh-huh.
You know, CNN is clear, oh, it was a Border Patrol agent that blew him away. You know, real very specific. You know what I'm saying?
Very specific, yeah, not vague at all. Yeah.
You know, and we can't show you his body because he got a bullet hole in the head and he was drunk and da-da-da-da-da. You know, wow, we didn't even know that he was drunk. He did, you know, all I need to know he was dead.
Yeah, you don't have to get into the other specifics, you know, basically, but... Yeah, it just sucks because also what I read when I dig even further, when he had that emergency landing, Prince, he did go to a medical facility. He did go to a hospital, and he was there.
Your source is right. I'm going to read this. I'm sorry. Prince Rogers Nelson, the eclipse.
His real name.
These words, who penned such gems as Kiss and Let's Go Crazy, and who took on the music industry in his fight for creative freedom, died Thursday. The 50-year-old singer was found unresponsive Thursday morning in an elevator at Paisley Park Studios in Minnesota, Carver County Sheriff Jim Olson said. Paramedics tried to perform CPR but were unable to revive him. The sheriff said he was pronounced dead at 10:07 a.m., less than 30 minutes after sheriff's deputies responded to a medical call at the scene. Authorities are investigating the circumstances surrounding his death. Olson said an autopsy will be performed by the Midwest Regional Medical Examiner. Okay, wait a minute. I hate my computer. My computer is on crack, y'all.
Oh, well, you mean when it freezes, you trying to scroll down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that shit, too. So, excuse me.
Let me see.
Yeah,
I'm trying to scroll down.
My whole point of bringing that up, and I knew this hours earlier, is just that I knew it was a very reliable source. I wanted that put, you know, just for people like you and everybody, you know. But I did feel weird because I'm like, well, regardless, he's a human being. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm like, man.
Wait a minute. And then they're talking about they've got, like, different highlights saying they're saying 2007 it rains during Prince's Purple Rain performance at the Super Bowl in 2007, you know, which, oh, my God. But, okay, here's the rest of the article. It says, authorities are investigating the circumstances surrounding his death. Olson said an autopsy was performed by the Midwest Regional Medical Examiner. Purple Rain and Prince Jim's, he went against the flow of the stream. Prince's publicist confirmed his death but didn't provide details about the possible cause or who was with the musician. It is with profound sadness I'm confirming that the legendary iconic performer Prince Rogers Nelson has died at his Paisley Park residence this morning. Publicist Yvette Noel Shrum said, word of his death that sparked a massive outpouring of grief on social media outside his famed studios and even from the White House. Fans rushed to record stores to pick up vinyl and other Prince memorabilia. Some said that icon set is what it sounds like when doves cry, a reference to his monster hit from 1974. Oh, my God. As one of the most gifted and prolific musicians of our time, Prince did it all, funk, R&B, rock and roll. He was a virtuous instrumentalist, a brilliant band leader, and an electrifying performer. U.S. President Barack Obama said in a statement, a strong spirit transcends rules, Prince once said, and nobody's spirit was stronger, bolder, or more creative. Kalinda Sanders went to and Mobile Music in Los Angeles to buy a vinyl edition of Prince's iconic album, Purple Rain, on Thursday. She cried in the car as she drove there. Prince means the future because he changed music. Everyone in music, he's influenced every person. I believe that he represents our future. And it kind of died with him in a way. You know, just this month, Prince made news, but it wasn't for his music. He said he wasn't feeling well, according to Atlanta journalist, and canceled a concert at the Fox Theater in Georgia City. A week later, he took the stage in Atlanta to perform two concerts for 80-minute sets. Unusually short for him, the stage was engulfed in lavender smoke. It was just Prince at his piano. He played his classic songs but kept the mood light and fun, at one point showing off his skills with a version of the Peanuts theme song. That concert a week ago earned rave reviews, but as he headed back to Minneapolis after the performance, Prince made an unexpected stop. The singer's plane made an emergency landing Friday and he reportedly was rushed to a hospital in Malone, Illinois. Afterward, publicists said he is fine and at home. On Saturday, he played for a small gathering of fans at Paisley Park, proudly showing them a new purple Yamaha piano and a guitar that was made for him in Europe. The appearance, Minneapolis Star Tribune music critic Joan Bean wrote, the next day seemed aimed at providing at proving he was alive and well. I had to leave it in that case, or I'll be tempted to play it, Prince told the crowd, according to Bean. I can't play the guitar at all these days, so I keep mine on this, the solo piano, and get better. He was more connected to Saturday night than I had ever seen. He talked about what happened and said he is okay and said, don't waste your prayers on me right now. You know, wait a few days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One fan told CNN affiliate WCCO Thursday, reflections like that about Prince performing are no surprise. Michaela Angela Davis told CNN, the writer and cultural critic who was once Prince's stylist, say he played as only for 75 people as he did for 75,000. Because he was playing for the music, he was the music, she said. He literally told me that he thought in music. Sometimes you could be at lunch with him and he would get up and leave because there was a melody so urgent, a music so real that he would just go to the studio and put it down.
Hmm.
His sound was as unique and transfixing as he was. He created what became known as the Minneapolis Sound, which was a funky blend of pop, synth, and new wave. Controversy followed the singer, and that in part made his fans adore him more. The singer's fame never waned through the decades, but he was considered synonymous with the 1980s. His fame reached a fever pitch with the 1984 film Purple Rain about an inspired musician, his troubled home life, and buddy romance. He was a prolific musician between 1985 and 1982. He released 8 albums, one per year, including the soundtrack for Tim Burton's Batman. He started 2 more movies during the year, Under the Cherry Moon and Graffiti Bridge. He also put out a concert film, Sign of the Times. Damn computer! There we go.
Yeah.
In 1987. He famously changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol in the 1990s during a dispute with his record label Warner Brothers. He started to become known as the artist formerly known as Prince. In 2000,
yeah.
When the singer's publishing contract with the company expired, he reclaimed the name Prince. Prince won 7 Grammy Awards and earned 30 nominations. 5 of his singles topped the charts and 14 other songs hit the top 10. He won an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for Purple Rain. The singer's prediction for Lashley Kinky Story songs earned him the nickname His Royal Badness. He was also known as the Purple One because of his colorful fashion. That shit is deep. You know, so.
Let me tell you, what's also deep is that I saw something with NASA actually tweeting out, it was some purple-looking, something purple, like, you know how you see in one of those outer space pictures, I don't know if it's some gases or something, mm-hmm. but they named it in honor of him, a purple something. I gotta look it up. It wasn't called Purple Rain, by the way, but it was called Purple Something, and they said it in his honor. And then it hit me like, damn, you know, you really did something
when
you have NASA
doing it.
I mean, NASA. I mean, I don't think of NASA as being, you know, hip and, you know, knowing stuff like this. For them to go, hey, you know, we want to in honor of Prince, we want to name this. You know, this thing we saw in outer space in honor of him, like, damn, that's not deep. And you got the president, you know, basically, and you know they grew up listening to that. I mean, let's be honest. You know, when they were dating, you know, they heard that stuff. So you got that.
Like I said.
I mean, come on.
You know that Michelle was probably getting busy, and she from Chicago, too? You know Michelle. You know, we don't even want to talk about the First Lady, but the First Lady probably got her own set of Prince stories that she can't tell nobody, you know, for fear of being, you know, not looked at as the First Lady that she is,
yeah.
You know. And I'm going to keep it real, lady that she is.
Keyword.
So I'm sure
Keyword.
That she has some Prince stories that a lady would not disclose. And
yeah.
Let's keep this real. I'm not starting a rumor about the First Lady. I'm just saying that she's a lady, and there are certain things about Prince that a lot of us, you know, I don't even disclose I lost my virginity to Prince. I ain't tell you the other stuff I done did to Prince, because
no.
That, you know, that ain't nobody's business.
I understand that.
But you know that, but you know he's a true icon.
Pioneer.
When,
yeah.
Like I said, my mother is probably losing. I'm sure. Now, since we've been on the air, I've gotten phone calls from my mother and my daughter. My mother, I know, is like wondering if I'm over here losing my mind.
Think about that.
Because my mother, when I say my entire family knows I'm a Prince fan,
mm-hmm.
my entire family knows. My
yeah.
mother, like I said, when I got the tickets to go see Prince, you know, there was no doubt, you know, how some people say, well, I don't know. There wasn't a doubt if I was going to get tickets. And a lot of times people don't realize when your family knows how big of a fan you are. My mother has never been that big of a fan of anybody. You know, she has a lot of people that she likes, but my mother would not have dropped $265 to go see Prince, okay?
About that. Now, that's what I'm saying. The generations that he spans, think about that. At least three.
Said, for me to have his final album, you know, like they said, people were rushing to go buy his albums. And I'm like, damn, you know, I got his final
yeah.
album. You know, I got
that.
Him in concert. I'm one of the few people. You know, those of us who have videos, you know, now I got to make sure I really treasure this video. So I got to download it a couple of different places to make sure I don't ever lose this video. Y'all think I'm bullshitting. But
no,
this is the truth. I mean, this is one of those where I've got to make sure that I have this video in a lot
don't
of different
places that.
Because,
yeah,
you know, to be one of the last U.S. citizens to see him in concert, you know, it's like, damn. You know, and one of my girlfriends, she said, when I asked her if she wanted to go, and I kid you not, I remember, I was texting her. I was at work, and I was sending, and we were both at work that day. And I sent
yeah,
her
yeah.
a message, do you want to go? Girl, I ain't going to that shit. I ain't trying to go because he's going to be playing all this new shit on the stand. Today she said, you know what? She said, I wish I would have gone with you. She said, for one, everybody was mad because he did not play a whole bunch of new stuff. He played all his old stuff. Two, you know, the fact that I have that concert on video. People have, when I first did it for you guys who are listening, and I know we've gone over, but I think that, you know.
No, this is different.
And I'm going to say this for the Ask Mississippi sport fans. Y'all know that we don't interrupt this show for too much. That's not sports related. But, you know. All I can say is that I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. You know, I'm not changing my avatar right now. I can't change it because the Red Wings are still in the playoffs. That's right. If they don't win, we probably be out real quick.
They play tonight, by the way. And while we're on this topic, I want to commend this real quick. I want to give kudos to the Minnesota Twins. They're doing a tribute to their native son. Prince, they're doing something very special. I saw, I tweeted it out. They're doing something. They had it like on their scoreboard, you know, on Prince. And I think that's very nice of them to do something like that. They didn't have to do it, and they did it. But like I said, it's
you know, this
you know
man
it's big.
Touched.
It's
he
big.
Touched so many people. And let's keep it real. Part of the how can I put it? Part of his whole thing is that unlike our other people who have passed, and like I said, no disrespect to the King of Pop, but I don't even think they did this much when the King of Pop passed. And, you know, they did stuff, but no one did,
yeah.
you know, like this, and I'm not saying that Prince is better than him. I'm just saying his impact You know, and remember when the King of Pop passed, Prince was very devastated, you know, for anybody who
Prince
doesn't know
devastated.
That. Because this was one of those things where, you know, he had to deal with it. You know, this was the person who people swore that there was some type of rival going on. I will never know. I'm not going to sit there and say that.
And very briefly, I think we have talked about this in an old show last year. Remember, the rumor is something had to do with We Are the World. Like, I think Prince was supposed to have a verse or something, but Prince, it was some type of control situation. I don't remember, something like that. But that was the rumor, something with that. That's why they had someone else did Prince's spot. I forgot who took his spot, but Prince was supposed to be part of that.
And there were a few people. It wasn't just Michael Jackson. It was a few people who were supposed to be part of We Are the World and did not do it for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think what Prince was saying, he wanted his verse to be recorded later on because he had a concert or something going on and he just could not pull away. And despite the fact that everybody, you know, thought that We Are the World, it had to be done now, you know, they were on a certain time frame and other people dropped what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Prince said, hey, my fans need this. You know, I can't just drop this to come record this, but let me do my verse. And, you know, we'll go from there. And it was either this way or that way. And Michael Jackson, being who he was at the time, you know, called the shot. You know, as they say, you always got to have a leader. And sometimes we don't always agree with our leaders, you know.
Yeah.
And he was the person that was in charge, you know. And
especially
people,
when Quincy Jones was his man. Quincy Jones' dude, Michael Jackson. And he was conducting the music. So there you go. Boom. You know.
You know, and Q did this, and, you know, Q has watched two people that were much younger than him pass. And these are two people in the music industry, not saying that Q does not respect a lot of other people, but there are people, every person that has passed recently in the music industry has been younger than Q, you know, and that says a lot because, remember, Q was friends with Ray Charles.
Yeah.
But Ray Charles passed away.
Yeah,
Q knew these people. And for anybody who don't understand, when I say Q, that's really what they call him. They call him Q. They don't say Quincy Jones. They say Q.
No, Q.
You know,
yeah, Q.
So I'm not being funny by not saying his full name. I'm being...
Yeah, not making it up.
You know. Everybody knew him in the industry as Q. Everybody, that's what they called him. If you look at the Ray Charles movie, they even joked about it and say, hey, Q, what's up? You know, he's been called Q for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, to watch this, and I know my father, you know, he's probably looking at things because my father, people joke when they see him and they'll say, you know, you look like Quincy Jones, and he'd be like, oh, I look like Q. As my father gets older, he does look more like Q. And I think they're about the same age. Yeah. You know, I was
with
him. I was like,
no wonder,
you do kind of favor Q.
No wonder a lot of women like your daddy.
Yeah, we won't even talk about that. You know, that's a different story. That's a different story. You got some issues going on now.
That's
a tomorrow night story, I think. But actually, we could talk about Prince tomorrow night because we all know. I'll throw my panties at Prince.
But you know what's funny? I don't want to make this eerie too, but how we've been having a lot of guests lately. Well, counting the other two that didn't show up. But anyway, that's a old story. And we happen to have no guests tomorrow. It just so happens. So it's perfect. It's perfect to talk.
It's ironic
more
that.
About,
yeah,
it is ironic. That's the key word. There you go. All right. Thank you. Ironic. Very ironic. Yes, it is. It sucks. It really does suck.
Okay.
This is
on
really
my
sucks.
Twitter feed. I'm going to read this real quick because this is kind of funny, and I guess it was nifty to see this. One of the radio DJs here, his name is Big Greg. His Twitter name is Bucky Naked. And he does a whole calendar, so, but, you know, and
like
ladies, before y'all say anything. He is married. He has a beautiful baby that was just born. I want to say less than a year ago. I know y'all say, why do I know all this? Remember, I talk. Remember, I got my radio folks I talk to also, okay? Let's keep it real. He posted on his Twitter feed, and he did this 2 hours ago. He said, we losing our legends left and right, but fuckery lives. And he's got I got to see what this Instagram link is, because when he's saying, but fuck, he did hashtag, but fuckery lives. And he put hashtag IJS, which we all know, I'm just saying. I got to see what his Instagram link is, because knowing Big Greg, okay, now they still talking mad stuff. Now, see, this is what he was saying about fuckery lives. On his Twitter feed, when he said, which takes you over to his Instagram, it says, we losing our legends left and right, but fuck where he lives, I'm just saying. And there's a picture of, I want to say, it looks like the chick, the black girl I don't realize, but it looks like one of the Jenner girls. And they're holding up their phone, and they said, we've been best friends the whole time, and they're looking at something. And then the person makes a comment, how long is the whole time? Is it since Kylie first stole her man, or just since China and Rob have been together? So we don't know what she's talking about, but I'm pretty sure that's not Black China. I don't care what they say. I don't think that's Black China. But it's like a thing up there. So at the end of the day, it's like, what the hell? And that's the nonsense he's talking about, you know, that was put out there. But, you know, again, we've got all this going on to the Royal Badness family. Rest in peace. You know, if anybody knows, I haven't, like, posted anything on Twitter. I'm still letting this sink in, along with all the other stuff that I'm going through today. But come back tomorrow night to It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. And I promise you, no, I ain't going to promise you. Tomorrow's going to be about sex, because, see, I'm going to top out. I'm going to have to come up with some Prince fantasies now, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I got to come up with some lighthearted Prince fantasies, like hopefully he was fucking somebody when he was in the elevator or something, you know.
That'd
I'm just
cool.
saying, I know y'all saying that, I know y'all are saying I'm being kind of heartless, but I,
yeah,
just,
understand
I'm trying
to understand. That's what I understand.
You know I'm trying to come up with some lighthearted way, and
yeah, you know, unfortunately, make this go away. And he brings him back to life, unfortunately. But, you know, it is what it is. And
you know, Poppy Chulo Radio is on his tribute.
That's good.
All I could do is say that, you know, again, when I keep saying that I'm lost for words, you know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I don't know what type of tribute I'm going to do. There will be something posted. I will be posting the video. I'm going to see how much Twitter will let me put up on it. I could do Instagram, but Instagram is not going to give me the amount that I want. But
yeah, I know. Enough time. That's true. That's a good point.
You know, I'm going to do something. I don't know yet what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to think about it. I've got to make some phone calls. I've got people who have called me. You know, I'm sure that I've got family members who think that I've really lost my mind, which I think I have too. But I don't know what to say. You know, I really woke up this morning prepared for Ask Missy Sports. And I was going to fuss about my Red Wings. And I'm not prepared. I'm not.
No,
I'm not prepared.
That's totally understandable. I do want to say one thing before we have to go, and I put this on my timeline. Like you said earlier, Ms. V, which you were lucky enough when you saw his concert last year, he doesn't really allow anybody to film his concerts unless you're lucky enough, like you was, that he said, okay, it's okay for a short period of time. There's somebody that actually filmed his last concert, and this was put on the local news station in Atlanta, you know, where he performed at. And I saw that, and in a way, I was like, thank God. Even though what he did, not supposed to do, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, I'm glad that this is the last, you know what I mean? Like, performing in front of everybody, just to see that little snippet. Even though it was only like a few seconds, it was only like maybe 10, 15 seconds. At least it was something. And then there was a picture I posted, the last known picture of him. He was riding a bicycle. Now, think about this. This man is universally known, okay? Homeboy's riding a bicycle on the street. You know what I mean? That's how down to earth, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how regular dude, you know what I mean? Like, and he loves sports, by the way. We didn't get to that. He really loved going to sporting events, especially basketball. He always was sitting courtside, and you know, he really appreciated life. He appreciated other talent, you know, when he see it, and it just, you know, it just shows, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I think, that's what makes it even worse. It's because,
and tomorrow night I got a
person, you know, and
tomorrow night I'm gonna let you guys know. Tomorrow night is going to be a lot of Prince music, and I'm going to pull a real raunchy shit, you know. So for anybody who wants to hear some real Prince music, and I'm not – okay, everybody knows that Pussy Control is one of my favorite songs.
Yes,
it's
been
played
on.
You know, but I will be pulling a lot of Prince music. I mean, tomorrow night – will be a tribute to Prince on his album about sex, sex, and more sex. You know,
absolutely.
For anybody who is concerned or wondering, and I will be in a better mood. I'm going to, like I said, I've got to ponder some stuff right now. I got to really ponder it. I have got to let this sink in, along with other things that have been going on.
Yeah,
and I've got to, you know, really, really get my mind around this.
You know, we all know, you know, last year wasn't really a great year. And I still remember what you posted the day you went to the concert, and you had this big smile on your face. And that was no, you know how like you could tell if somebody's just smiling just for the fuck of it, you know, just for the, just because you're taking a picture. No, this was a real happy smile, you know, a real smile. And I actually thought of that not so long ago. You know, knowing what you went through, to know you had that short period of time of your joyfulness, it just speaks for itself about Prince. I'm just saying, and you and the millions and millions. People.
And
you know,
anybody, a lot of people, James, we talk off the air, so he knows a lot of stuff that goes on. Him and Sierra probably be wishing sometimes I would not call them, because it's like, what the hell is going on, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, so these guys, you know, they really, really know. And last night I had a crying moment. You missed it, but we did announce that Sierra was leaving last night. So
oh, you did.
It was a very hard show.
It was emotional. Oh, I didn't know.
Well, it was, I decided to do what I had been drinking, and I was having a rough day, and I had to make some lighthearted stuff. And, you know, I chose to put our business out there. But we knew it was going to have to come eventually. You know, that's the one thing.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to have to come. And, you know,
yeah,
for anybody who's listening tonight, Sierra will no longer be on the Bitter Black Bitch show. She's going to Greener Pastures. You know, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows she's going to Greener Pastures.
And we're so happy.
And
for her.
We wish her the very best.
Absolutely.
And because she gave us so much notice, you know, the hardest thing was for us not to release it. And, you know, we're coming to the tail end where I think we've got 2 weeks left. But we're coming to the very tail end of her being with us.
Wow.
And it's hard, you know, so I had to, you know, just go on and say, fuck it, I'm going to let it out. I'll deal with her cussing me out later, you know. And I was already having a rough day. I've been having a rough few days, and this is wearing on me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And all the other stuff that's going on, this is just one of those where when it's enough, it's enough. I've had a stress headache all day. And like I said, with Sierra, you know, it's so much. And this was one of those things where of all days for this to happen, I was already going through hell.
Yeah.
So it's really, really hard on me right now. And I have to, you know, I've had to make a lot of decisions today, decisions that are going to impact a big part of my future. And it would be a part of the decisions are positives that will affect V's After Dark and V's After Dark Radio, but they're going to be negatives that affect other parts of my life, you know?
Yeah.
And it was their decisions, and I'll tell you off the air, you know, the bullshit that's going on, because I do need to get off my chest, so I'm going to probably call you when we get off the air, because if I don't get the shit off my chest, I might punch somebody.
Okay, I got you.
But,
I hear you. I'm here.
I want you guys to know that, like I said, I promise we're going to have fun. We're going to do, you know, as they say. And I'm going to end the show on this note, you know. We are not going to be mourning the passing. We're going to be celebrating the life that was lived.
Big no. Absolutely.
And, you know, with that, I'm not going to end with a Prince song. We started with one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell everybody, have a fabulous evening. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And come back tomorrow night. I promise I'll be chippery, because once I get this shit off my chest with James, he's going to probably send me a hug to the phone. I've been getting hugs all day long from different people. But I'm going to do a little something I normally wouldn't do, because his badness deserves something bad. And since everything that we play on here is really kind of what's the best way to put it?
Raunchy?
It's, yeah. So I'm going to actually end this song with our song, the intro for it's all about sex, sex, and more sex. And I keep going past it. So, no, actually what I'm going to do is I am going to end this with a Prince song, because I just saw the song that I think, you know, since we are talking about sports, and this be a little fitting, that this song, and when this song goes off, we're going to be gone, so we're not going to be saying anything. But for you guys who didn't know, Prince also is producing a brand new group called Third Eye Girl, and he produced this song. So we will talk to you guys tomorrow night.
It's an elephant, elephant, full of elephant, 13 elephant, ball of boys, elephant, girl, frills, two food, little food, elephant, grill, fill it, if you get a salon, that's a relevant elephant, girl, frills. PDV bulletful need to be to do rats and get a sick catapies. It is a fear for load of a good thing for a fear of them artifacts should have been used to better fit it for all of a bill if you're for artifacts. Purple lips, that's a Galifa delivery elephant delivers Galifa and for the first time.
Whenever we come around,
you need to care and do so. If it's care for relief, my life is relevant.
When you look into my eyes, it look like you just seen a phantom. Take a minute, collect it, recognize it, and respect it. You running around in these circles, wondering if I can see the earth killing the Urkel. Be cool, cause I'm rolling with some beauty deep into the gene pool. So beware of the steam I'm boiling on the sofa.
This is for my big fine ladies, breaking hearts everywhere we go. If you see us in your city, best believe it, boy, trust.
Not one. Riding with the top down just for fun. Throw a million kisses, every boy gets one. Heads back, hands up, nails done, causing
boy trouble. They don't get us whenever we come around. Here come the boys. Boy trouble. They don't get us whenever we come around. Here comes the boys.
Tufu, Olafo, Pilafik, Clolophos, Jollifers, Elephant, Calipers,
Elephant, Never we come around, boy, 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 boy trouble.